So let's actually show you how Cortana works.
Talk to Cortana button.
Now, if you press enter here.
Cortana window. Close button.
What time is it?
It's 9:15 a.m.
There is Cortana. There's the Cortana voice. For those of you who don't know the backstory to Cortana, she is a video game character. A very popular, famous video game character. She's kind of like Zelda was to our generation. Jen Taylor, the woman who voices her for the video game, is also the voiceover artist for Cortana in Windows.
Search results grouping list. See more results on Bing.com link. What time is it? Bing? Link. See more results on Bing.com. Talk to Cortana button.
So I want to be on the talk to Cortana button because I want to say something else.
So what was that you just saw when you were moving across?
Bing search results. Yeah, and it's really going to depend on your version of Windows. So we're not really going to dwell on Cortana because this is running an earlier version of Windows as I have not upgraded it just yet.
Right. So it's going to differ. You're still going to be able to talk to her, though, at least for now, regardless of your version of Windows.
Execute now.
What is the weather?
Cancel.
I'm happy talk to Cortana. Try and find settings out button. For you. I'll just need a few things. I need your location to help.
So this will probably happen to you. And notice it has put Chris on a settings button.
Yes.
Close button. Settings button.
We're going to activate the settings button.
Settings. CN equals Microsoft Windows. O equals Microsoft Corporation. C equals us window. Allow access to location on this device grouping. Change button.
So it wants Chris to allow his location on this device.
Location access for this device window. Location access for this device toggle button not pressed.
So we need to press this button. So enter.
Location access this device. And I think it's on. For whatever reason, it's not speaking anything. So let's exit out of here.
Cortana window. Settings button.
So how did you exit?
Space with E or zero with E.
Close button. List. Home 2 of 7.
Back in the Cortana list. Now, again, this varies depending on your version of Windows. So we're just going to get back to the Cortana button.
Close button.
And you're tabbing.
Settings. Yep. CN equals Microsoft Windows.
And you went back into settings.
O equals Microsoft Corporate. List. Windows permissions grouping 1 of 2. Level 2 general not selected 1 of 5.
Again, these are going to vary. So don't worry about this.
Right. So what I'm going to do actually is go back to the taskbar with Windows T.
Left Windows. Running applications toolbar. Microsoft Edge 1 running window button submenu.
And then I should be able to shift tab.
Task view button. Talk to Cortana button.
There it is.
And we're going to press enter on the talk to Cortana button.
Cortana window. Close button.
What's the weather?
Right now, it's mostly cloudy and 53. The forecast shows partly sunny skies with a high of 61 and a low of 40.
Fall is coming. But what if you want the weather for somewhere warmer, like Honolulu? You can do that too. So if you don't want to always have to find this talk to Cortana button, there's a shortcut.
You can press Windows C.
Cortana window.
What's the weather in Honolulu?
Right now, it's mostly clear and 78 in Honolulu, Hawaii. The forecast shows partly sunny skies with a high of 90 and a low of 77.
Wow.
So instead of going to the taskbar, finding the talk to Cortana button, you can press Windows C. However, this is a setting within Cortana settings that would need to be enabled. And we have done that off the recording. And I'm going to press Windows, so W is 0.
Left Windows pressed.
And then C. Open Notepad.
Execute now button. Unavailable. Sure. Talk to Cortana.
Notepad.
Open Notepad Bing. Settings. See untitled notepad. Text editor edit multi-line blank.
So voila, you opened an app with Cortana.
Absolutely.
So let's say you're writing in that notepad document and you're writing about a city and you need to spell the name of that city and you have no idea how to spell it. So let's say your city is Dresden and you haven't a clue. You can ask her.
We're going to do Windows C.
Left Windows. Cortana
spell
window.
Spell Dresden.
Spell Dresden like this. Dresden.
And you can type that in your document.
Or maybe someone's told you about Dresden and you don't know anything about it. You can always ask her where it is.
Left Windows pressed.
Where is Dresden?
Where is Dresden Bing?
Germany.
Where is Dresden Bing document? Embedded
it's
object clickable search results. Grouping clickable list. Braille keyboard Braille English
flies.
G2.
Now, this is a situation in which, if you feel confident enough, you may want to turn off your speech so that you can actually hear what Cortana is telling you.
Or get your fingers close enough to the keyboard to shut it up.
Yes, because we missed half that.
So in NVDA, you can press and hold the right slider, and that will turn off speech. Let's try that.
So to make this happen, you're putting one finger speech on the right disabled. Slider, and you're holding it until it says that right there.
So now I'm using NVDA with Braille only. So I'm going to press W0 and then C again to talk to Cortana. Where is Dresden?
Dresden is in Germany, in Europe. It's around 4,200 miles east of here as the crow flies.
So it tells you how far Dresden is from Chris's current location.
What is the population of New York City?
The population of New York was 8.4 million in 2018.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people in one city. Well, five boroughs. Another thing you could do is if you're using this for business, and let's say you have to call somebody in Tokyo, you could find out what time it is in Tokyo.
What time is it in France?
It's 3:34 p.m. in France.
I decided not to look for Tokyo. I wanted to look for France because I was kind of more curious.
Mm-hmm.
But you get the point. You can do whatever city you want to, and she will come back and tell you something.
If you want her to give you a little bit of inspiration, if it's 3 p.m. on a Friday and you're thinking, I've just got to stay here two more hours and it's driving me crazy, you could ask her for a quote.
Give me a quote.
Procrastinate now. Don't put it off. Ellen DeGeneres.
That's probably not a good one here at 3 p.m. on a Friday, but you get the picture. We won't ask her to do this, but you can also ask her for your news stories. She'll tell you what's going on.
Set a 10-second timer.
I'm counting down from 10 seconds.
And this might be one of those situations where you do want speech on because apparently she's done with her timer. It's been more than 10 seconds.
Well, what does your Braille display say?
My Braille display says it's a cursor and it's flashing.
That probably means your timer is going off, but I don't know why it's not making a sound. So we figured out the mystery of the timer with this particular device. On the inside one, the current version of Windows that was running on our copies when we did the recording did not allow a sound. The only way you could see what was happening was to look at the display and find out by that. So I was correct about the flashing cursor. It was saying, hey, you have a timer going off. But for whatever reason, it was not making a sound. This works differently, again, depending on the version of Windows that you have. And we assume that that will also apply to how the timer with Cortana works on the inside one.
So let's turn NVDA speech back on, press and hold the right slider. And it takes about 5 seconds or so.
Speech enabled.
And there is our speech. So now we can have the computer talk to us once again. So you can listen to your computer. You can talk to your computer. You can open applications with your Cortana. You can ask it facts. You can do a bunch of things with Cortana and your Inside One. The other thing that you could do, if you so choose to, is within settings, you can enable an option where you can say, hey, Cortana, and it will respond to you. So it's basically always listening. And so you could be across the room from her and you could say, hey, Cortana, and ask her a question and she will respond.